My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Our sports open line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. City SC, after making the coaching change, well, they won one match, but they were not able to create a winning streak after that 2-0 win against San Jose. Not a great performance yesterday in Colorado. They end up losing by a 4-1 score. They are going to get back at it this upcoming Saturday when they're going to match up against Vancouver again. Vancouver, the team that they played that eventually led to the dismissal of Bradley Carnell. We're very happy to welcome on the program. She's one of our favorite people in the world. You hear her co-hosting the St. Louis City Soccer Report. It's our good friend, Jen Cease. Hey, Jen, how are you?
Good, Matt. How are you tonight?
I'm all right. How do you evaluate what's going on with this team right now? Because, man, it didn't look good yesterday.
No, you know, you would be surprised when I run the games on Y98. I'm doing a lot of scoreboard reports. I do the pregame, the halftime, and the postgame. And after the game, sometimes I find myself, you know, because I'm looking around for scores going, you know, what really happened? So I rewatched the game today, as I try to do. And, you know, there were a lot of good things I saw, at least tenable things I saw, until about the 75th minute. When I look at the 75th minute, we get there, I'm like, okay, this is where the team starts breaking down. You know, it's the easiest answers and also the hardest questions to answer. We can't score, right? And we're not dangerous in the top third, and City is not reliable enough in the back third. I think Shep Messing, who is an analyst, the Apple analyst on the game, called the City defense at one point shambolic. And I would say that it's kind of true. And I can see the frustration. We lose the game in the midfield, and yet we cannot finish in the front third, and we're tenable at best in the back third of the field, which makes for a really frustrating game for all three parts of the field.
Is the lack of goal scoring because of personnel or because of something else?
You know, for me, so Nukvi, when we look at Nukvi from last year, right, he came in right as he and Anthony Markanic came in at the same time. And they came in at a spot where City was into some desperate need of new blood. And they were able to step in that role. And so Nukvi is stepping into that role, but with a team that isn't on an upward turn. So he's stepping in. We're seeing Nukvi not really be able to finish at this point in time. I think at one point later in the game, I don't remember the exact minute. Oh, actually, it was right around 82. You got Samuel Adeniran, who came in the game with Thomas Totland. Samuel's not really making a difference up there. One of the few times that Samuel actually passes the ball off, which he doesn't do very often, to Nukvi. Nukvi's touch is very heavy and goes right to the goalkeeper. So on the front third, I think it's personnel that we've seen been able to finish before, but there's not the confidence. There's not the finishing. And when it comes to Nukvi, I think it's the confidence part. When it comes to Samuel, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that he wasn't training with the team. This week, we found him on one of the days I was there staying a little bit extra and doing some more training, and he was working exactly on finishing. The team has been working solidly on finishing. They're just still not getting that done.
This team has so many injuries right now, and so little, so
eight.
Few goals
eight
are
starters.
Available. Yeah, it's. I mean, you hate to say that a team doesn't have a chance going in, but it really feels like everybody has to play their best match for them to even have a chance to win.
Absolutely, they have to play their best match at altitude. And I know we like, you know, Coach Carnell last year was big on, he grew up at altitude, right? So he was very big. We would give him trouble in the press conference room about not making a big deal of altitude. But I lived in Colorado for 4 years. And I remember, Matt, my first run, I was staying at my aunt's house and I was going to go for a run around this beautiful lake in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, just west of the city. And she said, okay, don't be surprised if the altitude gets to you. And I was like, excuse me, I am an athlete, and I've just come off my soccer season. I'll be fine. Well, Matt, I made sure I was around the block where she couldn't see me, and that's when I first stopped and started walking, because the altitude took a long time for me to adjust to, and you could really see it, I think, wearing on the players. So you're asking a team of the pros we've got left after eight injuries from starters, right? We're not just talking about injuries. We're talking about starters. You include Rowan Berkey coming out of the game at altitude, and with City 2 players who have done admirably, right? They've done such a great job, but really don't have the veteran kind of experience when it comes to managing a 90-minute-plus game at that level with the MLS Pro first teams, and you're asking them to really step up and do kind of a miracle when it comes to playing at Mile High.
I also lived 6-plus years in Colorado, so I can attest to
everything.
Oh,
so you know
you
what I'm talking
said.
About.
Yes. So, I was in Colorado Springs, so the elevation was even a little bit higher than that.
Yes, that is higher.
to give credit, so Matt Baker, who does a great job covering the team and on social media and everything, he's got the show that he hosts. I'll read a tweet of his because I thought it was really interesting, and I appreciate it. He said, to put the money in perspective, City SC had 6 eligible players making over $500,000 a year, and the only one who was healthy by the end of last night's game was Tim Parker. Goes on, says if you want to get diabolical, there are only 8 total players available who make more than $100,000 a year. So we're talking about pro athletes who are under $100,000 a year, who are mostly on the field. So that's just, I'm not trying to begrudge a point, but I thought that was a really interesting tweet because it kind of shows you what this team is dealing with right now.
Hey, if you want me to get really nasty, welcome to the women's game. Women's athletes at the pro levels play for that. That's what you're talking about. So we talk about getting parity in the women's game. You're looking at people who are playing. They're putting in the hours training. They're putting in massive amounts on video, on strengthening their bodies. I mean, this is legit a full-time job, right? And at the highest levels of the game, you're talking about, I think, if I've got it right, St. Louis City has the second lowest, maybe the lowest, but definitely the second lowest payroll in the league. It is very German. It is very very much a viewpoint on the game of, I think it was Johan Cruyff back in the day who said, I've never seen a bag of money score a goal. And he's not wrong, but at the same time, when you've got high-paid athletes that are worth that money, that are able to give you the results either in the front of the field, the third of the field, or the back third of the field, when you're paying those athletes that are worth that amount of money, City doesn't have them, and we're replacing starting spots with again, I don't want to knock the City 2 players. Johnny Klein is one of my favorites. Jaden Reed, Michael Wenzel has really done fantastic jobs, but you're asking people who are probably even beneath the lowest payrolls on the pro team stepping in to go head-to-head with the likes of, granted, he wasn't there last night, but Georgi Mihailovic and those other players who stepped in, Bassett, Cole Bassett and others, Cabral, who are definitely paid higher to do this as their full-time job on a daily basis. That's a tall order to fill.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Last thing for you. Two matches in with John Hackworth in charge. I know they're keeping the system the same, but a head coach can certainly change, can tweak things here and tweak things there. Have you noticed any changes in these first two matches?
I have, and I've seen a few things from training all the way to the warm-up, right? So warm-up's just slight, they're just slight adjustments, but training, and I'm not saying training's not intense, and maybe it's not a fair judgment, Matt, because they've also had midweek matches. So it'll be interesting to see what training for me looks like this week when you've got a Sunday match to a Saturday match. At least that's closer to what it normally looks like, Saturday to Saturday. But when it's in midweek matches, Coach Carnell ran really intense training. And I'm talking about we are, you know, really like when you're slide tackling someone in practice, it's like a slide tackle in the game. It is very hard, very intense training. I will be looking to see if that looks the same this week with John Hackworth. And John Hackworth, I think, this is just a Jen Cease opinion, is going to look at not getting away from the city press strategy, but I think using it a little bit differently. I think some of the places that John Hackworth talks about is, quote, unbalancing the opponent. And it will be interesting to see what he does with that. Certainly you can unbalance the opponent when it comes to attacking in the transition of the game. But what is that going to look like off the ball? And what is that going to look like? And as we approach, are we going to see the city press all the time? Are we going to see them using other parts? Like one example I can tell you is Coach Carnell was not a fan of the big switch. He was not a fan of that. It'll be interesting as some of those techniques that you in the game come forth under the helm of John Hackworth.
She is at Jen Cease. Do you guys have a show on Thursday night? Is that right? Are you on this week?
We do. Nate Gatter and I will be on from 8 to 10. We'll talk about, of course, the game prior to San Jose. We'll talk about the recent game with Colorado Rapids. And then a little bit, here we are facing Vancouver again at City Park. We'll preview that game.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you on Thursday. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, there's Jen Cease joining us. We appreciate her giving us a few moments trying to figure out what the heck is going on with City SC because they did not look especially good yesterday. The altitude thing is an issue, but they still lost the match 4-1, so it's not like altitude cost them three goals. We'll take a break. When we come back, our good friend Joe Roderick from Klabe's Online will be with us. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.